This is Mr. Beast's warehouse, and I'm going to spend the next 3 days customizing it. And then I'm going to surprise Mr. Beast with it.
So for this first meal, we have a giant beast tiger biting into a big melon.
I like melons.
I started out by sketching up a rough design. We went with a white tiger since the logo of Mr. Beast Philanthropy is white. And we're gonna paint a ton of fruits around it since this is a food pantry.
Zach, that was great.
Hey guys, look what I found.
It says, this wall reserved for ZHC, and that is me.
I'm putting my full trust into Ben. Operating this heavy machinery right now. I am so terrified of heights.
Usually we're able to finish our murals pretty quickly, but these walls are really large and I want to go big to make it more impressive. Two murals in 72 hours is going to be tough.
Zach is an expert now. This is probably his sixth tiger. Look at how cute the body is, like a little bean.
Aside from these murals, in this video, we're also gonna be restocking Jimmy's food pantry, surprising kids at a school, and helping out at a Beast Philanthropy food drive.
We're 12 hours in, we're making pretty steady progress, and we have around 60 hours left.
Is it nice? We're making pretty good progress on the art, so we took some time to go to the grocery store to buy some food for Mr. Beast's food pantry. And to make things a little bit more interesting, I thought of a fun challenge to do while we were at it.
We're now in a grocery store, and whichever one of us can get the most items in 5 minutes wins the grand.
Go! Oh, all right. Move!
I'm just gonna stay here and get them a ton of sweet peas. You know what? I hate tomatoes, but they're right here, so I'm gonna get them. Look at all this corn. I hope whoever gets this loves beans.
I'm making sure I don't spill the beans.
Oh my goodness, this is so heavy!
What did the one bean say to the other bean?
What?
How you bean?
We're gonna check them out right now and see who has the most items. And in fourth place, we have Michelle with 130 items. With 257 items, Kieran. And in second place with 308 items, Ben. With 860 items, me.
Ahead, I was laughing. We've still done some food to you.
That is a lot of food.
Thank you. This is going to be amazing for our community.
As we were moving food back, Darren, who is in charge of running Mr. Beast Philanthropy, helped out with some of the art.
So everything's looking pretty good inside. Darren is currently helping out with the art, and he says he doesn't do art, but I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Look, Mom, I'm an artist.
And little does he know, if he helps us finish and reach our goal, I have a really, really big surprise for him.
Thank you guys for what you did yesterday when you went shopping to help support the neighboring communities to put more food in their boxes.
It's the end of day one, and even though we made some good progress today, we're still not done with our first mural, and I'm getting a little bit worried that we might not finish because we still have another mural to paint after this one.
It looks incredible, man. Especially the part down there where I painted.
We made a bit more progress on the mural this morning, and it's finally starting to come together. But now it's time to go surprise some students.
Welcome to math class. Welcome, students. This is your math teacher for today.
Well, we're gonna do some math.
All right, anyone wanna come up and do it? You back there.
Not bad. Yay, you got an A.
And here's your participation. After making sure every student in class got brand new iPhones, I had one final challenge for them. I am gonna put out a very long division problem. If anyone wants to try to beat her, I'll give you 10 grand. Oh! As a class, decide on one person. Three, two, one, go! Oh, Michelle has it!
What? I need to start!
And to make sure we were still making progress while I was gone, I left my friend Jake in charge.
Zach said I'm in charge. Get to work. Zach, if you watch this footage, you could see how fast I'm painting.
We've run into a little bit of a problem. A lot of the paint got lost in transportation.
The paint we ordered got delayed by a few hours, so it looks like we're gonna be spending the rest of the day making up for lost time.
All right, so today is our last day to finish everything. This piece is coming along a little bit slowly. This is one of our largest pieces we've ever painted in terms of how, like, actually tall it is.
All right, Ben.
All right, let's get this thing moving.
Once again, still terrified of heights.
We're starting to run out of time, so I came up with a plan to simplify some of the fruit designs to save time.
Do you want
staying with us?
Yeah.
There's also spend time with your girlfriend segment in the video. So normal person gets one entree, one appetizer. One time I look over, Michelle has like 3 or 4 entrees, 3 appetizers, and a dessert.
No, Ohio's sweet. Ohio's one of the original 12 colonies.
Huh?
And now it was time to help out with the Mr. Beast Philanthropy food drive. I actually had a blast loading boxes of food into cars and seeing everyone so happy. All right, that's all for now.
Good job, Michelle.
This Mr. Beast philanthropy mural is looking so good and I can't wait to see how it turns out. I seriously think he's gonna be super happy when we surprise him.
We are finally done with this entire mural. This took forever, but it turned out really nice. So we have the Beast Philanthropy Tiger chomping down on a watermelon. There's fruits all over the place. My favorite part of the whole piece is the butt, which is blurred in real life.
That's a nice peach.
See, we have lots of different types of fruits here. Next, we will be painting this giant wall, and I already sketched up a design with a tiger mouth and Beast Philanthropy in the middle. I think it's gonna look pretty cool. This is a giant white tiger with its mouth open and lightning bolts coming out of the sides. And it says Beast Philanthropy in the middle, so when people drive through the door, they can see this. And on the side over here, we have a label. It says warning, dry paint. Total time spent, 72 hours. We all signed right here. And now that we are finally done, I had a little surprise for Darren and the Mr. Beast Philanthropy staff. This is 10 grand.
Are you kidding me? I don't even know. I don't know what to say. This, we're gonna split with everybody, okay? This is unbelievable, thank you.
Now before we go surprise Jimmy, I have something really important to tell you guys. This Friday on December 9th, I am opening a free custom ZHC Apple store where we're giving away hundreds of Apple products like these iPhone 14s you see right here. So hit that subscribe button right now if you wanna be one of the people that gets one of these iPhone 14s and other custom Apple products. And at the end of the video, I'll give you guys the location of this free custom Apple store.
All right, so I assume it's right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, should I look at it?
Dude, you have to. This okay. is huge.
Holy crap. Bro, how did they even reach it? Yo, wait, let me back up. It's kind of big when you're up close. That's what she said.
Oh, is that our tiger?
Wait, what? Yo, all right, now I want to know, who was in charge of painting the butthole?
Did you just touch the butthole?
No, I touched above his butthole.
Oh, okay.
This is touching his butthole.
Oh, and then there's another one back there.
Oh my gosh. This one looks so realistic. Yo, this is crazy. We have corn. Beast Philanthropy. These murals are dope. Between that mural and this mural, I'm sure this is gonna inspire a lot of people that work out of our warehouses. Shout out to Zach for doing it. Thank you so much, ZHC, for drawing these murals. I really appreciate it. And anyone who supports Beast Philanthropy in any way, I love you guys. Subscribe if you haven't already.
And you might be one of the people that gets these customized Apple products. I hope to see a lot of you guys there.